It's your 7:30 second date update. If you've gone out on a date and you expected at least a second date, possibly even a third, and you're just not hearing back from that person, let us help you out. We'll find out why. We'll call that person up and confront them for you. We're going to help out Ryan today. What up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good. How's it going for you, man?
It's going all right, except I just want to say I'm really happy you guys are doing these because I didn't really need help before, but do I now?
Okay, so this is a new issue for you, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I've never had this issue before, so I'm kind of freaked out here.
Okay, walk us through it.
All right, okay, so I went on this date with this girl, Emily, and she was super cool. Like, I thought it went really well. We were having a great time, great conversation, and apparently, it didn't go as well as I thought because she then ghosted me.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, that's just how it is these days. But basically, what I've been like, I'm trying not to focus too much on it. Like, I'm just really trying to put more energy into my art. I'm a nature photographer, so I'm an artist.
Oh, cool.
It doesn't really matter. Anywho, we met online. We went out to dinner, and that was that. Like, I really wish I could tell you more. There's nothing else, and I just want to know what happened. So confusing.
Listen, I know you're a photographer. At any time during your first date, did you say, I want to take photos of you? Was there any moment like that? Because that could be enough to scare her away.
Right. No, I totally get that. I did not do that.
Okay. All right, man. Cool. Well, if you want, we can get Emily's number and we can call her up and we can ask her why she's not calling you back.
That would be huge. Seriously. Thank you.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
So we're trying to help out Ryan this morning. Ryan went out with Emily, thought the date went well, but Ryan's going, man, I don't know what she's looking for, but it wasn't me. She's not calling back. I like Ryan. He's got a good personality. Yeah. He's an artist. He takes nature, pictures. There's a,
you're really selling this guy on
one
me,
of those.
Man, I'll tell
you. How unique.
Ryan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, man. Hey, we tracked down Emily, so I'm going to pick up with her. Don't say a word, okay?
Oh, okay, cool. Yep.
Okay, cool. Emily, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, I'm John, and Jackson's here, and Monroe. We do a morning show on Mix 105.1. Do you have a few moments to talk?
Sure, I guess.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Hey, our show likes to talk a lot about dating and good dates and bad dates, and we actually were talking to someone who thought they went on a great date, but it turns out maybe it wasn't so good because, they've been ghosted. In fact, they were ghosted by you. Emily, do you happen to remember your date with Ryan?
I do remember Ryan.
Well,
go ahead.
Can I ask you, how it went?
Well, at first I thought it was okay. We went to dinner, and then, we sit down, and he pulls out this photo album, a portfolio, and I was horrified because it was all these dead animals, pictures of dead animals. Oh. It was crazy. Every time I flipped the page, there was... One was worse than the other.
Hold on, I'm sorry. So he pulled out a photo album of pictures, and in it were just dead animals?
Yeah, it was like these old 80s pictures, like from an old photo album, you know? How they're with the corners, and they're popping off, and they're blurry, and I don't know. I thought I was being set up.
Right, like, yeah. Hold on.
It was serial killer stuff.
So are they hunting photos or are they roadkill photos?
It's a good question.
No, like roadkill.
No. No. Who does that?
Horrible pictures. Horrible. I was horrified. I couldn't believe it.
They're not roadkill. These are not terrifying photos. This is art. This is nature. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry. Emily, Ryan was listening in. Okay, Ryan, explain these to me. So are these hunting photos?
No, these are not hunting photos. These are just animals in a natural habitat, some that have fallen, and I just like to observe it in that scenario, in that situation of a fallen animal.
God,
there's beauty in that.
Weird.
I'm sorry. They were animals, okay? they were a part of nature. Now they're just dead.
So death is not part of nature? Is that what you're saying?
I'm on his side with that one, but I still think the photos are pretty weird, dude.
No, that is way too weird. No, I'm sorry.
Ryan,
has
anyone ever told you before that this puts off the serial killer vibe?
Definitely.
Look, man, I understand that everyone needs to have their subject. I'm not sure if this is, the right one to do, at least not the right one to show on that first date.
Yeah, man, you got to lure her out to the woods first.
Oh, my.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.